This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, or you can call us on Skype. We'll give you all the contact information here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and there's also the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into any one of those options, and we'll get you on the radio here tonight. On the way, we'll talk about divorce. Signs that a couple is going to divorce. Johnson's got that story that's on the way here. But instead of talking about divorce, let's start by talking about potential reunification. North Korea, South Korea. We talked last week about how the historic moment between the dictator of North Korea and the wannabe dictator of the South, they came together and they had a nice moment, very very symbolic, which, you know, they crossed over. The North, Kim Jong-un, crossed over into the South for the first time basically in the history of the North since the since the Korea was split in two. That had never happened, and it did happen for the first time last week. So some big proposals were made and verbally at least agreed to. Maybe they signed an agreement, but either way, they're talking about denuclearizing the North and I think the South as well. There's a lot of really interesting things that are happening there. Very surprising. Nice to see some of those things occurring. Does that mean the North is going to end its prison labor camps? That has not been talked about. At least if it has been talked about, it has not been reported upon.
But, well, nobody's mentioned shutting down Angola and Louisiana either. So I suspect that's probably not on the table.
It's probably not on the table.
But I think it's... I mean, this is historic times. A CNN story here says Trump deserves a Nobel Prize, Peace Prize, for his role in the talks with North and South Korea.
Yeah, it's interesting, and he hasn't yet had
somebody a has recommended a it's not just somebody a world leader has recommended that Donald Trump get a Peace Prize. That's some amazing stuff.
Well, and he has yet to meet with Kim Jong-un. I guess that is still upcoming. But some of the overtures that have happened have been very symbolic, right? So there was the one report that we heard about where they've turned off the speakers on both sides of the border.
That's great.
The loudspeakers have been
broadcasting. Loudspeakers that are constantly blaring propaganda at each other.
Right. For decades.
Yeah, and it must be just insane to work there.
Can you imagine?
You can't live near it.
Right. You've got the blaring. I'd heard that the North Korean side has actually been blasting K-pop music in addition to recorded messages to the North. So you've got the mix of this cacophony of K-pop music on one side being battled back likely by North Korean anthems and North Korean news propaganda from the government there, just constantly going 24 hours a day. They've turned that
off. Imagine if you had a house near there.
Right. That's no, I can't.
So that's over, apparently. And now also, according to CNBC, North Korea is now shifting its time zone 30 minutes to match South Korea's. Did you know that North Korea, actually, I happen to know this, I found this out within the last year, but that North Korea, just to be different, had their own time zone shifted by 30 minutes. So whatever time it was, in South Korea, it was never the same time officially in North Korea.
Yeah.
North Korea, according to the report at Reuters, will shift its time zone 30 minutes earlier to align with South Korea starting May 5th, as, quote, a practical first step for national reconciliation and unity, according to the North's state media. So if it were high noon in South Korea, it was 12:30 in North Korea, and that is now going to be the same time. It will just be noon across the board starting in 4 days from now. Kim Jong-un said it was a painful wrench to see two clocks showing different Pyongyang and Seoul times on a wall at the summit venue during the historic meeting Friday with President Moon Jae-in, said there.
So I wonder what he expects then from South Korea if he's made this concession.
This overture?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, China will send the government's top diplomat Wang Yi to visit North Korea Wednesday and Thursday this week, according to their foreign ministry. The time change report confirmed news from South Korean officials on Sunday that Kim pledged to scrap the Northern Time Zone, which was created in 2015 to mark the 70th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japanese rule after World War II. South Korea and Japan are in the same time zone, 9 hours ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. Kim said, quote, according to the dispatch, it's not an abstract meaning that the North and the South become one, but it is just a process in which the North and South turn their different and separated things into the same and single ones, he said. At their summit Friday, Kim and Moon declared they would take steps to formally end the 1950 Korean War, which ended only with a truce, and work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The declaration didn't offer any specifics on what that meant or how it would progress, but there was talk that the war would officially end in 2018. So this is the end, supposedly. We have reached the beginning of the end of the Korean War, which has gone on for longer than many people have been alive.
It's great news. I'm hoping that denuclearization is around the corner.
Many say that a lot hinges on Kim's upcoming meeting or summit with Donald Trump, who said the meeting could happen over the next 3 to 4 weeks. No location has yet been announced. Kim also told Moon he would soon invite experts and journalists from the United States and South Korea when the country dismantles its nuclear testing site. North Korea has conducted all 6 of its nuclear tests at that site, a series of tunnels dug into the mountains in the northeastern part of the country. Some experts and researchers have speculated that the most recent and by far largest blast in September had rendered the entire site unusable. But Kim said there were 2 additional larger tunnels that remain in very good condition, and others say that they may have collapsed. Anyway, U.S. Secretary of State said he told Kim during their secret meeting at the beginning of April that North Korea would have to agree to take irreversible steps towards shutting its nuclear weapons program in any deal with the United States. And from what I've heard, they're talking about asking the United States to agree that they will not invade North Korea in return for the denuclearization, because that was always their excuse, was, well, we need these nuclear testings and potential programs to deter the United States imperialism. And that's a reasonable excuse.
Yeah, I wonder what good a piece of paper that says we won't invade is from the United States.
Crap.
What good is it? Is an agreement from the North Korea that they're not going to make nuclear weapons?
Yeah, I mean, these are governments. They're dishonest by trade. That's what they do. They tell lies. They break promises. They break agreements. So certainly, you know, maybe this won't hold together. But the overtures so far have been positive, right? I mean, these are steps that I don't believe have been taken in the past. They've talked about denuclearization in the past, and the North has broken those agreements in the past. But maybe that was before Kim Jong-un. You know, is it possible that those talks have not happened under his administration? He's only been in there for, what, like 5 years?
Has it been that long?
Maybe it hasn't. You'd have to look at the date of the death of Kim Jong-il. I feel like it was maybe like 2012, 2013, but sometimes I'm way off on those things. Anyway, just I feel like, Johnson?
It seems like it could be a lot longer than that, but I'm not really sure.
Good question. Yeah. Maybe it was. Maybe it was 10 years. I don't know.
He died December 17th, 2011.
Okay, so I was close. Okay. 2012-ish. Yeah, so, you know, maybe this is the first time such Kim Jong-un has had the opportunity to really kind of do something here, or at least he's taking this as his first opportunity. Certainly he could have done it first thing, but, you know, maybe he always intended to do this, but there's still the people who are in charge of the party over there, right? That he's got a, you know, even though he's in charge, he's sort of, he's the third generation, right? Like, he's not the eternal president. Nobody looks at him that same way, right? Like, his grandfather, even though he's long been dead,
still got statues. They still have the pictures of him in the homes. Just saw
a documentary. He's the eternal president of North Korea.
Right.
And people still worship him in
so
that way.
I thought that there was a slight tie, so it was like 1 year later, 1 year after, Kim Kim Jong, because it's Kim Jong and Kim Sung, right?
Kim Jong Un is the current. Kim Jong Il is his father. Kim Il Sung, I believe, is the grandfather.
Right, but Kim Jong. Wait, what?
Kim Jong Un is the current guy, the chubby guy.
Little young guy.
Yeah. Kim Jong Il.
Yeah, they were.
Died in 2011, right?
Yes, that was his father.
And then the next year after that is when Gangnam Style was released.
And are you saying there's a connection?
I don't know.
Okay,
maybe.
Kind of like, I don't know, when Elvis died, that kind of thing?
Maybe.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I believe Gangnam is like a rich district in Seoul, South Korea. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Raising you wasn't all Skittles and unicorns, but you turned out pretty awesome, thanks to Mom. Look, Mother's Day is coming. It's her big day. Mom's Day is Books Day. Books, that's short for bouquets. And these flowers are booking awesome. Moms don't want online sweatshop flowers that wilt in 2 days. Your mom deserves flowers from the Books. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pictures of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, there's our on-air call-in line room that you can join and get on. Sound almost like you're in the studio with us. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. It is the first on the list of the various different text and voice chat rooms that we have there for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts over at, once again, discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, I want to let you know about Zencash. That is a great cryptocurrency that's definitely worth a close look, especially if you care about privacy, because they've got some of the best privacy technology built into Zencash from day number one, the zero-knowledge anonymity. That is one of the things that sets Zencash apart, but also the security. More than 8,000 secure nodes in their system, meaning that it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency on the planet. Plus, for those of you who care about liberty, Zencash was made by voluntarists. In fact, they even wrote the ideas of voluntary interaction and voluntarism into their white paper. You can go and see it for yourself, do your due diligence, do your research before you get involved over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com as we continue here. So we talked about the reunification of North and South Korea. That's long term. I think that's certainly what some people would like to see happen, whether that's very realistic or not.
I can't imagine how it would go.
It would be very difficult.
How would you compromise on these issues? Like,
they're very different cultures now.
I mean, do the Kims get to keep power of some sort? Are they
what would it
governors
look like?
Over this province that's to the north? I mean, do they get elected? We'll just run an election.
For the first time ever in North Korean history.
Well, I don't even know whether that's true or not. Maybe they run elections every time and there's just the one candidate because nobody wants to run against him because they'll die. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. That's how they used to do it.
You go to the labor camps.
Right.
I've been a whole new spin on esports over there. Those are real popular.
Oh, God.
I can't imagine. I would think that if you held an election, told the North Koreans, you're free, and we're going to have an election. Who do you want to vote for? Some guy on the ballot.
Election? What's that?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Some of them know.
Maybe there's two people on the ballot. I'll bet they still vote for Kim Jong-un because they're scared.
Could very well be.
Goes from Gangnam Style to Chain Gang Style.
Wow. Yeah. So we can talk more about that, but there's really not much else to say. It's a developing story at the moment. But let's talk about breakups. Johnson, since we were talking about getting together of North Korea and South Korea, personal level, let's take it down to relationships, marriages, and divorce.
I figured that I'd brought in enough psychology stories about positive things you can do in a relationship, and I figured I'd talk about the other side.
Yeah, sure. How do you know when things are going bad?
Yeah.
Right?
So this is four things that kill a relationship stone dead.
All right.
The number one is when someone has contempt for their partner, this is the single greatest predictor of divorce. The conclusion comes from psychologist Professor John Gottman, who has been analyzing relationships both good and bad for over 40 years. He's followed couples across decades in many psychological studies to see what kinds of behaviors predict whether they would stay together in the long term or were soon destined for the divorce courts. Before I go on from that, actually, this has also been covered in, there was a really, really powerful or popular book by kind of a liberal commie socialist psychologist, Malcolm Gladwell, wrote this book called Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, which was on a bestseller list for a very, very long time, which talked about this idea of thin slicing, which it's kind of like an advanced version of the 80-20 rule, which is to say that the 80-20 rule, if anybody's ever been in sales, kind of knows that, 80% of your audience, or you get, what is it?
Well, it's 20% are productive,
right?
And the other 80%. suck.
Everybody saw this when they were in school. If they went to a government school and they had a group project.
Right.
You always saw the 80-20 rule in effect. I mean, it's a rough right. number, but...
Yeah, it's all over the place, too. I mean, there's other applications of the 80-20 rule.
Oh, yeah, it's just life.
Yeah, it just tends to be the way
20%
things...
of the performers, the right. other 80% don't, you know, really perform, but they're there, right? That's generally it.
Well, the idea of this thin slicing is that essentially people are able to get a very good, like an 80% confidence idea of, what is going on in any given situation by just taking your first impressions. Generally, first impressions, people don't want to ever say first impressions are right, don't judge a book by its cover, all those things. Well, this whole idea of this book Blink is, yeah, they are. First impressions are almost always right. Like, very, very, very often first impressions are going to be correct.
Okay.
And so one of the chapters in this book was about basically if you knew what language to look for, what certain words and certain phrases that identified feelings of contempt from one partner to another, you could determine with 95% accuracy whether or not that couple would be broken up in a year.
Wow.
It was very, very, like, accurate.
I would think it's true. Once you turn that corner to contempt,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to go back.
Yeah, I never have. Like, once I turn the corner to contempt, I can't come to the conclusion that suddenly, oh, yeah, you're a value again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree 100%. The thing is that it depends on what you focus on. And I guess that's where people's values come into play. If you're focusing on looks or something in a relationship, well, you know, at some point or another, those are definitely going to fade.
Mm. So I guess something that would be helpful is to avoid this getting to this contempt stage. And this guy, John Gottman, has been studying these things for years and has identified four factors that have stood out time and time again. When Gottman sees a couple's communication overrun with these, the chances are that they will divorce in an average of around 6 years from their marriage if these communication things happen.
All right.
Number one, contempt. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Contempt can involve sarcasm, name-calling, mimicking, and eye-rolling. Whatever form it takes.
That's all I do.
What are you about? Your days are numbered, buddy.
I'm talking about to Ian.
Your days are numbered, buddy.
He doesn't even know what it means. Go ahead.
Whatever form it takes.
That's the contempt you just heard.
Contempt makes the other person feel worthless. Or maybe it doesn't. Contempt is also bad for your health, as Gottman found that couples who are contemptuous of each other suffered from more infectious diseases like colds and flu.
Huh. Huh.
Alternatively, build respect by appreciating the positive, e.g., love your taste in music, not... the sound of your laughter makes me want to vomit.
Jeez.
It is definitely true that staying positive and finding things to appreciate about another person is better than finding the things to not like about. Because you can find both,
yep.
You know, most people. The toll-free number here
you're
is...
you're in a relationship with them. You might as well like it or leave.
Yep, there you go. More coming up here on this signs that couples are going to be breaking up, divorcing even. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. When did you know that your relationship, specifically marriage, is what we're talking about here, but I suppose this can apply to any kind of, dedicated relationship, whether you call it a marriage or not. When did you know it was starting to go south? Johnson, you've got a story. Was it a psychologist who's looking at this? Or
that's right.
Yeah.
It's from the psychology blog.
Yeah, who analyzed some data and found out, you can actually tell based on what a couple is saying and or doing with one another that their likelihood of a divorce is very, very high within a very short period of time thereafter.
Right.
And so we're going to get into more of that. Your calls, your thoughts, certainly welcome. 855-450-3733. But Mother's Day is coming up. And, of course, that means a lot of us hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants that are pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. You can show Mom how much you care and send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live at BOUQS.com. Remember again, code FTL to save that extra 15% at Books.com. All right, so Johnson, we were just getting into this list here. Was it four categories?
That's right.
Things that couples are, you know, that once they start doing, it's pretty much the beginning of the end.
Yep. And some guidance about how to perhaps act more constructively.
Okay.
You know, some guidance into how to avoid those. So, for example, the first one was contempt. And so, for example, you should try and build respect by appreciating the positive in your partner, i.e. that you love their taste in music, and not suggesting that they, you know, the sound of their laughter makes you want to vomit.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to... that indicates something about you.
Yeah. So... the second category here is criticism. Of course, we all complain to each other, married couples more than most, but it's a particular type of corrosive criticism that Gottman identified as being so destructive.
Okay.
This is when one criticizes the other's core being,
yeah,
their personality. For example, you're late because you don't care about me. We all make mistakes, but notice that here it's all about how those mistakes are interpreted. At their worst, criticisms have the implication that the other person is bad or wrong at some deeper level. Repeated criticisms that strike at the heart of the other person's being signal the end of the relationship will be sooner rather than later. Alternatively, voice the concern and make a request, e.g., I'm bored, let's have a game of cards. Not, you're ignoring me, you selfish bleep.
Yeah, yeah, so, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought that one was, this is one of the ones that actually made me think that this is probably, you know, I want to share this article because I think that that is probably a big one for a lot of people. I think that,
assigning a meaning to something that may not actually be there, like he's out to get me, or
right,
she's out to get me, or something.
But also voicing the concern and making a request. I think that's a weak spot for a lot of people. I mean, that's just an easy way to fall into, I guess, an argument or whatever, because people don't generally take the time to say, this is my concern and here's a solution. Most people just go to the concern, right? Most people don't suggest solutions.
Right.
It's very hard to kind of think of that. And
why haven't you provided me with a solution to my concern?
Right.
You're a bad person.
Right.
And I'm going to be upset until you do.
Yeah.
That's what that is abdicating the responsibility for your life and the direction of your life when you do that.
And that's a very, very common thing for people. I mean,
sure. I got a new relationship.
Here on Free Talk Live, I think we talk about a group of people that abdicate responsibility for their lives all the time.
I got a relationship with you. Now I don't have to make any more decisions. I could just blame you for the things that go wrong.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, from the very beginning, if you're somebody who appreciates responsibility, if you're with somebody who doesn't, then it's going to be hard to mix that together over time.
Yeah.
You're ignoring me. There ought to be a law. I feel like that's the, right? It's like the government solution for things. It's just you voice your concern and just every solution is the government for some people.
Mm.
Anyway, so the third...
That's because they're not creative enough to think of anything else.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's an extremely common problem is that people don't spend the time to think of solutions.
Right.
In general.
You know what I hate is recommending, you know, where do you want to go eat? I don't know. Well, how about this place?
Oh, yeah.
No. How about this place?
No.
No. How about this place? No. Okay, you know where you want to eat.
No,
you go ahead and share that now. Because I can tell you, I have eliminated a good percentage of the places that we normally eat at this point, and you don't want to go to them, so you know where you want to go. Let's just talk about that.
I don't know who told me this, but and I don't know if it would actually work, but I love the idea. I have yet to actually attempt to implement it. But you asked the question of, I want to take us out to eat tonight. Where do you think I've chosen? Or whatever. Like, try to get them to guess where you're going to take them. And you're right.
First guess.
There is a third option.
You know me so well.
There is a third option here, which is true of a lot of women. So the third option here is that you can do the guess. And
I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about people. But
well, people, but I think that's more common.
It's something I've encountered with women. Generally,
it's more, I think,
at this point,
they want you to pick, but they don't always want to.
The vast majority of the people that the people in this room have dated are women.
That's right.
So let's just stick to, you know.
You're saying partners are generally going to be like that? You think that, that male partners are also...
I said this behavior.
Okay.
Let me say, I've spent a copious amount of time around gay people, and effeminate gay people act a lot like women.
Like women, sure.
They have to have some kind of yardstick.
Sure. So, but there is a type of person who falls into that role of wanting someone else to choose something for them. It's like a leading thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is that option, is that I think that there's a large category of women out there that on one level, know where they want to eat, right? So you're right about that. But on another level, they're not just jumping to saying that because they are, in fact, open to the possibility of, I might like this place if the man I'm with wants to go there enough to make it into an experience, right? To make it into something that's going to be enjoyable just so much because he's going to be energized to be there, or there's going to be an atmosphere, something like that. And I feel like there are a lot of women that are always open to that possibility.
That sounds like romance to me.
It's like right? They're looking for that. So they're willing to go wherever, you know, wherever you want to go, as long as it's going to be a place, an experience.
When I was dating, and it's been some time,
right?
The first mention of romance, the relationship was over. I mean, it was over.
Right.
Because I don't know what you're, like, I have some general idea of what romance is.
Sure.
Just enough to have contempt for it. Like a high level of contempt for this word. What romance says is, I'm boring, I want you to make me exciting. No. Be exciting. I'm not here to make you exciting. You're boring, that's why you want me to make you exciting. No. No, the first mention of the word romance sets off every alarm I have that says, this is going to be a terrible person for me to date. No, no, no. Goodbye. And like, it doesn't go just like that, but within that week, they're gone.
We wouldn't date very well, Mark. Sometimes I like a little romance in my life.
I'm really glad that works for you.
Flower petals and candles scattered about the house.
You know what candles do? They light houses on
fire.
There's no. I've rented houses out. It's right in the lease.
No candles.
No candles. No fire. No little potpourri pots lit by
the votive candles.
Votive candles.
We're coming up here. 855-450-FREE. More signs that a divorce is coming. 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You may Skype in to join us here. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, online, we have various different ways for you to get involved with the show, and one of those options is our email list. You go to freetalklive.com. The email sign-up is right there toward the front page, or on the front page, toward the top middle of the page. You can just get signed up, and we'll send you usually once a week what's going on with Free Talk Live, the latest news about the show. And also you'll get some information about LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, on that list as well. So go get signed up over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio today. Now, we've been talking about relationships, specifically divorce, and some of the indicators that may indicate very...
Why mommy and daddy aren't hugging as much anymore.
Very firm indications that the couple in question may be heading toward an imminent divorce.
Choo-choo!
And the numbers are, what, 95% or something like that? That if you see these indicators, there's like a very, very high chance that the couple is not going to last.
Yeah, within
like
6 years.
Yeah. So, Johnson, just a quick recap. The first of the four categories was contempt.
Although, actually, wait. Now, I just, you know, right after I said that, I need to go back and look here at the beginning. I gotta see this. Because within 6 years, wait a minute. When Gottman sees a couple's communication overrun with these, the chances are that they were divorced. The chances are they will divorce in an average of around 6 years from their marriage. Okay.
Oh, from the marriage.
From the marriage.
Okay, not from when the signs are noticed.
Right, not from when the signs are noticed. Because I was going to say, most couples are divorced within, so like...
Within first 5 years, you think?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 5, 6, well,
seven. That's because there
are... the seven-year itch for a reason, you know, like... Yeah.
That's because there are people that have multiple marriages.
Right.
So more than half of marriages, like first marriages, make it.
Mm-hmm.
But half of marriages don't.
I thought it was 70% of all marriage ends in divorce.
I think it's about 50% of all marriage ends in divorce, and that's because of these people that run the numbers up.
Mm. Okay. So where were we here? Was contempt was category number one.
That's right. Contempt was category number one, and criticism was category number two. And
criticism without, like, love, basically, without the you know, the problem-solving aspect, the compassion aspect.
Yeah. And attempt, the
probably the other end of it is the inability to take criticism.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, I can do no wrong.
I can imagine it's very difficult for my wife. I am extraordinarily forgetful. I'm just sort of a scatterbrained mess.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll tell you to, like, remember to bring something to the show. And even if you write it down, I think sometimes you don't even.
Right. I'll put it in my day timer. I'll do all kinds of things to get that kind of thing done. And it either happens or it doesn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens often enough that you're like, well, this works. And it doesn't. But, like, I don't know that there's anything that can sort of be done. I've lived in this body for 47 years now, and it works as, you know, the brain works as badly as it has for 30-something years. I mean, it's just, I'm just not good at that, and I don't know what one can do to make it better. So a criticism that says, you're scatterbrained and forgetful is useless. So what do you do in that circumstance? I have no clue. No clue.
Probably for you, the GTD system would work.
What's that?
Somewhat. Getting things done. David something rather is the author of this system of like triggers and sorting, you know, like collecting information, basically having a collection system for all the things that you need to do in a certain way where if you can do it in 1 minute, you do it right then. If you have a, you know, certain things are like maybes or whatever. You basically sort things as they come in into their respective, like, piles, and using, like, a digital app, you know, whatever your preferred, like, note-taking system is. You sort everything as it comes in a certain fashion, and then you are organizing that information based on action steps. So it's a system he developed originally with, you know, basically really high-power CEOs and helping them get their life in order. It's basically you would be able to set reminders on your, you know, digital apps or whatever, because you're savvy enough that a lot of people who try to approach the system can't even do that. They're trying to do it like, you know, Post-its and paper. But if you have a digital system, you can take it up to the next level by you set your action step and you set a reminder for a specific time of when you can do it, and it just is a system that could potentially help you get everything in order so things don't.
Getting things done was what it
was. Yeah, getting things done.
Yeah, read about it online.
So
you will find a whole lot of information.
I can tell you I've attempted
extremely popular
to implement my own systems and other systems I've heard in the past, and usually they falls apart for me in the first 2 weeks.
Right, so it's hard to, I mean, not to say it can't be done, but the person has to have the willingness to stick to a new system, and that's one of the hardest parts. I know that when I was, I found a website called Workflowy. For me, that works very, very well. It's a list, it's a free website. You can subscribe to it, but it's very, very good for free. And
I've been using Trello.
That's another good one.
Thing.
You just kind of dump in the things that you have to do, and you have different prioritizing systems for them. But if you don't actually go back to the Trello, or you don't go back to the Workflowy, you don't actually get any benefit from it. So you have to still train yourself to, you know, during meals or something, some sort of trigger to where you wake up or, you know, whatever it is that you're
check
certain
it.
Times of day, you check this thing to remind you of the things that need to get done. It could be as basic as looking at a calendar. I had
part of GTD, too, is to say, like, you have to have a specific time where you schedule for yourself, like a weekly time or whatever, where you go through and you are processing. Because, he says specifically, like, if you create this sort of system and then you don't actually process through it,
it's useless.
It's completely useless.
Right. And so it could be very simple. I mean, for some people, they need the basics, right? Like, you use a calendar, Mark, but some people don't even use a calendar. I had a person that was in my life for a time that was like this, and I was like, you're always on your phone.
Right.
Why don't you use the calendar on your phone? It will give you notices to remind you of the things you're forgetting about. And it's just the training of, you know, and the stick-to-itiveness of the doing of that action that some people have trouble with.
To me, I'm of the opinion that something needs to happen in your life where you're like, you make a commitment to see some kind of change. And usually that thing has to be bad.
Failure.
Right? Yeah. It has to be a catastrophic level of failure for whatever that catastrophic level is for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need to implement something new. Because just sitting here with you guys, you're talking about, oh, yeah, here's a new form of work for you to do, Mark.
And I'm going to learn something.
Well, do that.
Yeah, practice a new thing.
I can say this is that if something gets into my email, it's going to get sorted into garbage or something that needs to be done. And if it needs to be done, it will get done. It may not get done at the right time, but it will get
done. It's all on a stack of needs to be done.
So I have seen, so for example, if you use Gmail, which I know you do, there are ways of setting up labels on your emails to do like a getting things done kind of system, you know, based on this, like, you know,
ASAP, soon, later.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Long term.
And you can just throw them onto that label.
Right.
And boom, you know, you got it. And setting, you know, some of these programs like, it's like if this, then that. You can have tasks remind you to send it, you know, to do it later, and it'll just automatically add labels to certain things, and it'll send it to your email.
For anybody who wants to restructure their life like this, the tools are there. There
now
are a variety of them.
Legion.
And they are free, most of them.
The sort of golden, you know, the holy grail that I'm looking for is I can use, and I frequently do use, you know, Siri or a voice assistant on my phone to tell me, to remind me. Mm. So I'll say, remind me at this time to do this.
And that just sets a calendar entry, right?
It just, and it's, that's just so basic, and it's great to a certain extent, but I'd like to have like a record of these things more so. I would wish it was like a calendar entry. I wish that it was somehow.
It's not a calendar entry.
I could drag it around.
Internal
entry. It's just a reminder. It's nothing. None of this stuff is tied together for me. So I need to figure out how to somehow tie it all together with, you know, some sort of structure of different apps. And that would be the holy grail for me, because then it, you know, like it's sorted in.
So when you tell Siri to do something,
by different types of tasks somehow would be nice.
So when you tell Siri to remind you to do something, it doesn't show up in your calendar. If you were to open up your calendar, it's not there. It's just in her memory.
There's a reminders app that I have that it shows up in, but it's not a calendar.
I see. I wonder if the Google Assistant actually sets a calendar, because Google has a calendar. I wonder. I've got one of the assistant thing, and it's like a new, it's a feature on my phone, and I kind of played with it a little bit, and then send it aside. So I haven't done anything. And that was my problem with workflow. When I first started using it, I'm like, oh, this is great. But then I kept using notes. Like, I would write down physical paper with notes on it of things that I needed to do, like just a little to-do list. But I ended up having like three or four different lists, and it was just, I would lose a list, and like, crap, what was on that list?
Right.
But it took me a good solid year at least before I was able to completely stop using the note system for the most part.
It's all evidence to me that the small group primate really wasn't made for this level of organization.
Where did we put those bananas? 855-450 free, like freedom. Or, yeah, you can join us here, and you can tell us about maybe you've had success at getting your life organized and what, you know, worked for you. And we've got more to the divorce story. Do we even get through the first category? We're through two of them. Right?
We're through two of them, yeah.
All right, so we've got two more categories of signs that your divorce is coming. 855-450-3733, or your friends or families or whoever. It's free talk.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.